We come to a holy God. We come in awe and wonder. We come to a just God. We come to ask for help and forgiveness. We come to a loving God. We come seeking help and your loving embrace. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for the opportunity to be with you. We thank you for the time that we can spend doing things that perhaps otherwise we wouldn't have time to do. We thank you for the rain. It's sometimes hard to thank you for the rain when we want to get out and maybe spend time in the garden, but we appreciate the fact that the garden needs rain, and so we thank you for that. We pray that those who are feeling particularly sad at this time will not feel but more depressed by the weather outside. And we pray for future sunshine. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that you care for us and that you seek the best for us, that you are for us. And we pray that we will understand that and know that to the depths of our being. In Jesus' name, amen. Our reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, starting at the first verse. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Going to begin our intercessions with a poem. It was written by Stephen Poxon, a member of the Salvation Army here in St. Albans, and I wanted to share this with you today. Great God of love, we lay these days low at your feet to seek your ways, praying from heartache's deepest well, peace for our anguish, fears to quell. Wounded and scared in disarray, look on a world that's lost its way. Grant us your mercy, hope bestow, e'en though that be the faintest glow. Cradle the tears of those who mourn, comfort the weak and weary worn. Humbled and helpless, lonely now, here to your children grace endow. Move with compassion, pardoning Lord, teach us to hear your constant word, that though confused, impaired we be, still Jesus reigns in victory. Hear us, we pray, and work in power, rescue, redeem this dreadful hour. Come as of old and prove your might, vanquishing darkness, sharing light. And so we come to our prayers. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who mourn, and particularly we remember the loved ones of those whose lives we remembered at 11 o'clock this morning. We pray for our government. We thank you for the restoration to health of our Prime Minister. We pray for him as he seeks to lead our country. We pray for honesty and truth in government. We pray that they will be wise in the decisions that they will be making. We pray for those known to us who mourn. We continue to pray for Rosemary's family. We pray for the family of Dr. Patel, the GP who worked with Noreen. We pray for those who are ill within our own congregation. Pray for those who feel lonely, those who feel particularly isolated at this time. We pray for those who are homeschooling children, those who are perhaps becoming frustrated at not being able to do some of the things that they need to do. We pray for families where there are tensions. We pray for families that are scattered and unable to communicate with each other. Those who are far away, overseas, particularly we remember the Owen family and we think of Gemma and her husband who mourn the loss of Rob at the moment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Open our eyes, Lord, we long to see you. As we wonder at your resurrection, at the hope you've given us, we remember the appearances you made to those close to you, and we pray that our eyes too may be opened to your presence. Open our eyes, we long to see you. We think of Thomas, so full of doubt, yet you recognize his need to be reassured by your presence. We offer you our concerns for our world. Sometimes it's hard to see your presence in events that unfold. Comfort us and take away our doubt as we pray for reconciliation and hope in the world in which we live. Open our eyes. We long to see you. We think of Peter, the rock on which you built your church, so full of assurance and commitment, and then so afraid and upset to have betrayed you. Yet you appeared to reassure him of your love and commanded him to feed your lambs. We offer you the church worldwide and our church here in St. Albans. Give us reassurance and openness to your guiding direction. Open our eyes, Lord, we long to see you. We think of the women who went to your tomb so sad and wanting to be near you. Even in their disillusionment, you appeared to them in the form of angels proclaiming the good news of resurrection. And the women full of joy rushed back to tell the good news. We offer ourselves and ask for reassurance to help us reach out to the communities in which we live and work. We pray that we will make a difference to other people by sharing all that you have given us, that through grace lives may be changed by your presence. Open our eyes. We long to see you. We think of Mary, who loved you so much and took such risks to be close to you. We think of how you recognized her need to see you, how you wiped away her tears simply by speaking her name. And as we've named before you, those we know to be in special need at this time, those who are sick, lonely, and afraid, enfold them with your presence. Be close to each of them and to others not known to us, but known to you. Open our eyes, we long to see you. We think of Cleopas and his friend who walked their lonely road to Emmaus, a journey of sadness after all the events of Holy Week. And yet you walked beside them and shared with them, opening their eyes to your presence in the breaking of the bread at supper. Journey alongside all those who are bereaved at this time. In silence, we remember those who journeyed with us and have moved on into your eternal presence, where their eyes are now fully open to your love and glory. We thank you for your presence with us now and always. Amen. And the power of the Creator who brings life out of death be with you wherever you are. The risen Christ be your constant companion. The healing embrace of the Holy Spirit encircle you so that you see resurrection ever about you. Amen.